AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden met with a group of Democratic governors. They said they were candid about concerns over his debate performance, but they're standing behind his candidacy. Ed Donahue has more.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if the president is stepping down after his debate performance last week.
Absolutely not. He's moving forward as being president. He's moving forward with his campaign, as his campaign has been very, very clear about that.
A top aide quoted the president as saying in a campaign conference call, "I am running. I am the leader of the Democratic Party. No one is pushing me out." But alternatives are still being discussed by Democrats. A longtime Biden ally, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, says he would back a mini primary leading up to next month's Democratic convention if Biden were to leave the race. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow is backing the president, but gave this response.
People are going to make their own choices independently. Having said that, I think we're going to have a strong Democratic showing this fall.
Jim Clyburn says he saw what he saw in Atlanta, and it is concerning. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Organizers in Arizona and Nebraska say they've turned in more than enough signatures to get ballot measures on abortion rights before voters in November. In Nebraska, there could be competing questions, with a second that would enshrine the state's current ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Palestinian hospital officials say an Israeli airstrike slammed into a residential building next to the main medical center in Gaza's southern city of Khan Yunis, at least 7 wounded. Peace Now, a settlement tracking group, says Israel has approved the seizure of nearly 5 square miles of the occupied West Bank. A Russian missile and drone attack hit the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 5 civilians killed, more than 50 injured. Fierce winds and heavy rain have been pelting Jamaica as Hurricane Beryl roars by at Category 4 strength. Hurricane warnings are up for the Cayman Islands as well. This is AP News. Dangerously high heat's again building in Gulf Coast states, and Lisa Dwyer reports that's prompted action from the courts.
A federal judge has ordered Louisiana to take steps to protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. The judge gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed that decision. The order comes amid growing nationwide attention on prison labor, a practice that has evolved into a multi-billion dollar industry. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.